I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
Chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
That sounds...
comforting.
Yes.
For the Record on Nova 103.5. My name is Jacques, and welcome to For the Record, a show where I dig through my record collection, take out an album, and we do a deep dive. Every now and then, I'll be in the mood for a certain artist, but it doesn't mean I can necessarily decide on what album of theirs. I might really like album A, but album B has that song of theirs that I really like. It's for this reason I believe that best of compilations are sometimes one of the greatest things ever invented. Spinning today on For the Record, all the way from Ireland, it's the Cranberries, their best of album, It Stars. The best of 1992 to 2002. Best of albums are a tricky area for me. Like, whenever I hear a band is releasing one, I immediately think to myself, ah, here we go. They're gonna break up soon. Released on September 16th, 2002, the Irish band The Cranberries' Best Of was a compilation of, well, their best of songs, but specifically from 1992 to 2002. And yet, there was no breakup in sight. They parted ways with their label, they started working with other people in the industry, they debuted their music in parts of the world it hadn't been before, and then, ah, damn it, just when we thought it was going well, the band parted ways in September of 2003, almost a year to the day of the release. Today, since this is a best of and not a single album, with a start and end date of recording, we're going to be looking at the backstory behind some of the songs released on said best of compilation. But first, enough talk. It's the best of compilation. It was called Stars, the best of 1992 to 2002, and with it came two new tracks. New New York, and a title track of sorts, called Stars. As such, kinda makes sense we kick off with a title track. Of today's For the Record, The Cranberries, Stars, the best of 1992 to 2002, It Stars.
I
stars of today's For the Record is the Cranberries' Best of 1992 to 2002. One of the band's first hits was also one of their biggest, Dreams, released on September 28th, 1992, and according to lead singer Dolores O'Riordan, Dreams was written for an early love. She explained, "I wrote that about my first love when I was living in Ireland. It's about really feeling in love for the first time. But who was the love? Well, she didn't say. But it might have been a little bit weird if it wasn't the dude who sang on the song with her. Because at the end of the song, there's this epic vocal thing happening between a male and a female voice. The female voice, Dolores, obviously, but the male voice was provided by her then-boyfriend, Mike Mahoney. Yeah, I really do hope the song's about him, because that would have been a little bit awkward if it wasn't. Of today's For the Record, it's the Cranberries' Stars, the Best of 1992 to 2002, the iconic Dreams. For the record, on Nova 103.5. For the record, on Nova 103.5.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I could only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me $50 and they're all yours.
My name is Jacques and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, it's the Cranberries, the best of 1992 to 2002. The band's first single, Dreams, successful as it was not the one that made them explode. Instead, it was the second single they released, Linger.
College radio picked up on Linger. And then by the time we got there, it had...
It was no parade.
It was huge, yeah.
It was on heavy rotation on MTV, so that meant they were playing it every 6 minutes. So it was funny, you'd go on stage and we'd perform the set and everybody'd start saying it lingered.
That's singer Dolores and guitarist Noel. The song's origin was pre-Dolores, with the other dudes in the band just writing these instrumentals before she had joined the band. So, eventually, she did join and here's Noel.
I gave her a cassette that I had just me playing guitar, playing Linger on it. And then she came back. That was a Sunday. I think it was a Thursday she came back and said, I worked on that. I got some ideas. And we started playing it. She started singing it. Wow. And I was like, I kind of thought, yeah, that's actually all right. You know, it's kind of, this could work. And that's how it kind of, it just very organically grew like that. And that's how Dolores and I wrote for 30 years.
A song Dolores wrote about her feelings following the breakup with her first boyfriend, a soldier who broke her heart. It's the Cranberries, Linger. Thank you. Linger by the Cranberries off today's For the Record, the Cranberries Best of 1992 to 2002. Fame came quick and fast for the Cranberries. They say they could barely pull 20 people in their home country of Ireland, but were playing packed out venues in the States thanks to the airplay they were receiving on their singles. Here's the Cranberries in a 1994 Late Late Show interview.
Fergal, how are you coping with your newfound fame in the world then?
It's grand. I mean, if you keep your head together and remember who you were when you started, I mean, there's no reason you should change because you're still the same as everybody else.
Yeah.
Kind of, we went through a lot of hardship at the start, so we kind of grew up really fast and learned a lot about the business. So, I mean, just remember where you came from and kind of respect yourself.
But what about the amount of media attention that you've been getting? How are you coping with that?
It's fine. It's just like, you know, you get to a point where you just don't read a lot of the stuff anymore, you know. You just look and, you know, you hope it's good. But if you kind of take every single journalist's point of view and, you know, people, you know, give out little opinions about this and that. I mean, if you take it seriously, you will actually go downhill if you get into the whole controversial stuff. But if you just remember who you are and why you're doing what you're doing, you're fine, you know.
But the constant touring, the interviews, the spotlight.
We went out on that tour and we toured for about maybe 6 or 8 months.
Yeah, we did a good bit of it, but there was still, even as much as we had done, there was still about a year left in that tour.
And we were all signed, sealed and delivered.
Yeah, and it was just starting to really fall
and
apart.
And I was just like, know? I couldn't sleep, couldn't eat, couldn't whatever.
Yeah.
And getting to that point where you just couldn't switch off because you've crowds around you too much and it's just burnout. So I remember I went to the boys and I just said to them, I'm not enjoying this anymore. Mm. I feel really sick, you know. Getting panic attacks and stuff.
As such, the song Ode to My Family was written by singer Dolores and guitarist Noel about Dolores's yearning for a simple life as a child after having achieved all the success. The song has an almost lullaby-like feel of reminiscing when Dolores was a kid, growing up in Ireland. Coming up, the song that cemented the legend of the Cranberries. But first, of today's For the Record, the Cranberries Best of 92 to 2002, Ode to My Family. Record on Nova 103.5. You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5.
Yes, she's here. Bring it to me now. Thank you, Phil.
Why'd you get it sent here?
Carla wouldn't approve. She thinks it's dumb to spend $600 on an LP. Well,
Carla's right. Why don't you just spend $13 on a CD, man?
My name is Jacques, and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, it's the Cranberries, the best of 92 to 2002. I'm going to say there are sing-along songs, and then there are anthems. Released on September 19th, 1994, Zombie took the Cranberries from rock stars to rock gods. But through the singing along, through the jumping up and down, it's the meaning of the song that carries a lot of weight. And it starts in the Cranberries' home country of Ireland. The Troubles were a conflict in Northern Ireland from the late 60s until 1998. The Provisional Irish Republican Army, IRA, an Irish Republican paramilitary organization, waged an armed campaign to end British rule in Northern Ireland and unite the region with the Republic of Ireland. Unfortunately, many lives were lost in the conflict, and it was one specific incident that inspired the song Zombie. One of the bombings happened on 30 March 1993, as two IRA improvised explosive devices hidden in litter bins were detonated in a shopping street in England. Two kids, Jonathan Ball, aged 3, and Tim Parry, aged 12, were killed in the attack. 56 others were injured. Dolores decided to write a song that reflected upon the event and the children's death after visiting the town. It's tough finding an actual interview with her talking about all of this, about the incident, about the inspiration, and understandably so. The most I could find was her saying, just listen to the lyrics, it's all in there. But in an interview with Songwriting Magazine in 2017, she did say, there were a lot of bombs going off in London, and I remember this one time a child was killed when a bomb was put in a rubbish bin. That's why there's that line in the song, a child is slowly taken. We were on a tour bus and I was near the location where it happened, so it really struck me hard. I was quite young, but I remember being devastated about the innocent children being pulled into that kind of thing. So I suppose that's why I was saying, it's not me. That even though I'm Irish, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. But being Irish, it was quite hard, especially in the UK where there was so much tension. The song is a little harder than the rest of the music, but with the weight of the content in the song, it needed to be.
Look, if that was soft, it wouldn't have that impact, you know. It'd be like, it just, they wouldn't sit together, you know. And just all the elements just seemed to kind of glue themselves together perfectly in that song. Up until that point, you know, a lot of the songs probably would have been softer, you know, stuff like Linger and you know, that had that sound. And then this was a new kind of direction for us when we first had it. Yeah. You know, and it would stand out in the set because of that.
The song took the Cranberries from stars to superstars. It topped charts across the world, and it took the album it found itself on, no need to argue, to 17 million sales in total. My name is Jacques, and thank you for hanging out on today's episode of For the Record, where we took a look at the Cranberries, the best of 1992 to 2002. It's 5 songs out of a monumental career, so please do yourself a favor and go dig up more of the Cranberries music. I catch you same time, same place next week for a brand new episode of For the Record. But spinning now though, and ending today's episode, it's the Cranberries with the iconic Zombie. We'll be right back. For the Record on Nova 103.5.